Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. And welcome along once again for our monthly get-together with all that's best in organ music. And in the next hour, I can guarantee you that there'll be no music or images of Michael Jackson. Unlike last month's show, which was pretty well packed with new releases, this month not a single one has dropped through the mailbox. So the choice, which I hope you find both varied and enjoyable, is all down to yours truly. Commencing with the Boston Pops March, played by Ron Rode on the Wurlitzer in the home of Jasper and Marion Sanfilippo in Barrington, Illinois. We'll be right back. The Boston Pops March. Now, when Ron Rhode made that recording back in 1989, the organ was only a 4-manual 24 rank installation, but at the last count, it had grown to 80 ranks. It's a good job the San Filippo family residence is on a huge private estate, because were it not, the neighbours would need to be organ music lovers, that's for sure. Well, I guess the same could be said for Ian Darlington, who, in the days when he was one of the stars at the Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round Complex in Northamptonshire, must have raised the decibel somewhat when he was practising on his Yamaha HX1, as well as his set of drums and timpani. See how many tunes you can name in this selection which Ian Darlington recorded as a tribute to the great Eric Delaney.
We'll be right back.
an Eric Delaney tribute performed on organ and percussion by Ian Darlington, and the tunes being Strike Up the Band, Donald Wears Your Trousers, Scotland the Brave, Oranges and Lemons, Take Five, St Louis Blues, In a Monastery Garden, The Superman Theme, Bells of St Mary's and The Sabre Dance. I always think it's a great pity when someone as talented as Ian Darlington turns his back on the organ world, because he was a superb all-round artist. And incidentally, Eric Delaney is now 85 years of age, and from what I understand, is still knocking seven bells out of that huge drum and percussion kit. Mention there of Ian Darlington and the former Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round Complex brings me neatly to one of those tunes, the likes of which you often find in Yamaha Music Foundation books. This tune is titled Merry-Go-Round, and it's played on the Yamaha AR-100 by Tom Horton. Merry-Go-Round, played on the Yamaha AR-100 by Tom Horton. Back in 1954, the Cordettes group recorded a song called Mr. Sandman, which has reappeared on many occasions with different lyrics to those written by the composer Pat Ballard. It proved popular in the commercial field and in the 70s and 80s was used in a Dutch commercial for the Edit brand of toilet paper. Though perhaps concerned with a fall in sales figures, the title was changed to Mr. Edit. Anyway, I've flushed out this version from my collection, which features the late Vic Hammett at the Captain's Galley restaurant Wurlitzer, which at the time of this recording was the four-manual 19-rank organ, originally from the Fifth Avenue Theatre in Seattle. Mr. Sandman, played by Vic Hammett. You know, it's strange how things sometimes turn full circle. Back in 1985, I approached organist Mike Hall to ask him if he'd be kind enough to record some tracks, especially for my programme on BBC Radio Manchester at that time. He readily agreed and sent me a 7-inch reel of tape with 7 numbers recorded on his Elka X30. At that time, in the next county, organist Eric Lord was also presenting a weekly programme of organ music, and we often shared recordings with each other. In time, I sent him the reel, and that was the last I ever saw of it, until a couple of months ago when it was given back to me. One of the tracks that Mike Hall recorded for me is this one, Once in a While. Thank you. Once in a While, played by Mike Hall on the Elka X30. So how did that tape get back to me, I hear you ask? Or maybe not. Well, an up-and-coming organist around that time was Andrew Varley, who went to Eric Lord for lessons. And when dear Eric died, Andrew's father was invited to have the choice of many items in Eric's collection, and what should be amongst them but the reel of tape. A couple of months ago, Andrew Varley, now established on the organ music concert scene, came to give a concert locally, and his father kindly gave me the tape back for my collection. And most certainly in that concert, I for one could see some of the old Eric Lord musical trademarks peeping through, and knowing Eric as I did, I wouldn't mind betting that The Good Life would have been just the kind of music he'd have enjoyed playing. Right now, though, this is the title track from Andrew Varley's CD.
Hello, this is Michael Waldridge and you're in tune with Organ First Radio, the brightest and best internet organ music show.
Welcome back. Andrew Varley there, bringing the first half of this month's show to a close with The Good Life. Talking of which, if there's one person that should apply to, it has to be the American organist Rosa Rio, who is 108 years of age, and back only a couple of years ago was still playing the theatre organ. a remarkable achievement and most certainly someone who has enjoyed the good life. In 1976, she kindly sent me an LP that I've always treasured as much for the playing as for the personal autograph on it, and so here's one of my favourite tracks from it. The title is What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? And it's played on the lovely 4-manual 26-rank Wurlitzer in the Brooklyn Long Island University. Rosario.
Thank you.
What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, played there by Rosa Rio, and you can check out some of her most recent playing on YouTube. Is it any wonder that her signature tune is Everything's Coming Up Roses? But another tune that could equally apply is this next one from Tom Hazelton at the 3-manual 10-rank Marr and Colton organ in the Thomaston Opera House in Connecticut. Sweet Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose, played by Tom Hazelton, live in concert. Bill Reed is a regular listener to these programmes, and he asked me if I could include something in one of the shows played by Marjorie Maynard. He goes on to tell me that she's not in the best of health right now. I stand to be corrected, but I think there was only one LP of hers released in this country back in 1960. The organ is an early Lowry model, and of the 12 tracks on the record, all bar one are connected with Paris. Thank you. La Seine, a musical portrait of the famous river meandering its way through the city of Paris. It was composed in 1948, only a few years after the city had been freed of German occupation. The artist was Marjorie Maynard. Remaining with the flavour of that romantic city, here's Haddy Wolfe at either the Boehm 1000 or Boehm 1030 model. The sleeve notes don't indicate which, but nevertheless, it's a delightful little waltz tune called Casino Parade. Casino Parade, played by Haddy Wolfe on a Boehm organ. In part one of the show this month, we enjoyed Andrew Varley playing The Good Life, which was a hit for Tony Bennett, with the music written by Sacha Distel. Well, here's another great American singer, some would say the greatest, Frank Sinatra, with the ballad that'll be forever associated with him. You Make Me Feel So Young, played here by the late and very talented Tony Bennett. Thank you. Tony Back and You Make Me Feel So Young. The Carnival of the Animals is a musical suite of 14 movements by the French romantic composer Camille Saint-Saëns, which he composed in 1886 whilst on holiday in a small Austrian village. Some of the movements seem to be more popular than others, and in particular the one titled The Swan. But it's not that graceful extract that organist Chris McPhee is about to play on the lovely four manual 29 rank Wurlitzer, which is owned by the Theatre Organ Society of Australia and installed in the Capri Theatre. Instead, let's enjoy The Aquarium. The Aquarium, played by Australian Chris McPhee, one of several organists whose names continue to perpetuate the fact that the art of theatre organ playing will never be allowed to pass into obscurity. And the same could be said for our own Richard Hills and Simon Gledhill, both of whom are two of my favourite artists. In 2006, the Cinema Organ Society staged a Northern Area Convention, and one of the organs that the festival attendees enjoyed hearing was the one owned by the North East Theatre Organ Association at Howdenley Weir. It's a three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer, and it's on that which Richard Hills recorded this next item. Little Brazilian Soldier. Thank you. Time once again to switch instruments, and in the case of Leroy Lewis, it's a variety of organs, including a Hammond and Allen, together with various keyboards that he used in his residency at the former Lighthouse Inn, which was on Long Beach Island in New Jersey. Appropriately, he styles this lovely arrangement for us of Ebb Tide. Leroy Lewis and Ebb Tide. And there we are. That just about winds up the programme for this month. Do hope you've enjoyed the choice of music, and if not, don't hesitate to get in touch and tell me why. On the other hand, if you have enjoyed it, then I'd still enjoy hearing from you, perhaps even with a request for a future show. In the meantime, with thanks as always to Ian and Jerry King at MSS Studios, this is Alan Ashton saying, as usual, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.